Tantor Audio presents The Deluge, The Great War, America, and the Remaking of the Global Order, 1916 to 1931. By Adam Tooze. Narrated by Ralph Lister. Most troublesome questions are thus handed over, sooner or later, to the historian. It is his vexation that they do not cease to be troublesome because they have been finished with by statesmen and laid aside as practically settled. It is a wonder that historians who take their business seriously can sleep at night. Woodrow Wilson. The Chronicle is finished. With what feelings does one lay down Mr. Churchill's 2,000th page? Gratitude, admiration, a little envy perhaps, for his undoubting conviction that frontiers, races, patriotisms, even wars if need be, are ultimate verities for mankind, which lends for him a kind of dignity and even nobility to events, which, for others, are only a nightmare interlude, something to be permanently avoided. J.M. Keynes, reviewing Winston Churchill's book, The Aftermath. Introduction. The Deluge, The Remaking of World Order. On Christmas morning 1915, David Lloyd George, the erstwhile radical liberal, now Minister of Munitions, rose to face a restless crowd of Glaswegian trade unionists. He had come to demand a further round of recruits for the war effort, and his message was suitably apocalyptic. The war, he warned them, was remaking the world. It is the deluge. It is a convulsion of nature, bringing unheard-of changes in the social and industrial fabric. It is a cyclone which is tearing up by the roots the ornamental plants of modern society.